One of the most overwhelming parts of creating new habits in our life is where and how to start. Last week, we talked about the importance of exercise for our bodies, both physically and mentally. But as busy moms, it can be really hard to find time to move our bodies outside of the normal hustle and bustle of all the things that we have to juggle. Today, I'm going to share with you my top three secrets that I use to crush my workout goals as a busy mom. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to become a natural wellness insider so you never miss an episode, not to mention some extra bonuses that I like to include in our weekly newsletters. All right, mama, let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so glad that you're here with me today. All right, mama, exercise. This is a topic that I think is just so important because we covered all of this last week when we talked about the reasons why you need to make exercise a priority in your life. But as busy moms, it can be so hard to find time to move our bodies. And let's be honest, we don't exactly have the most energy in the world. And there are a few other barriers that tend to come in the way, right? But there are still ways that we can prioritize exercise in our lives because we need it for our physical health, but also our mental and emotional health. So today I'm going to share with you my three secrets to crushing my workout goals that you can apply to so that you can crush yours. Let's start with the first one. Plan your time to exercise. I know, mama, that it can be so hard to find time to just move. But if you just look at your schedule and try to find pockets of time, and especially if there's like a consistent time of the day that you can find a pocket of time, then it's going to help you with being consistent and disciplined in your workout schedule. So plan your time, right? There are three times of the day that I typically work out, and I have used these different times depending on the season of life. It's okay to switch. I mean, let's be honest, motherhood is never consistent. Every day is different. So give yourself some space and consider these three times of the day to find some time to work out. The first one is in the morning. Sun's up, buns up, mama. Get up about 45 minutes earlier of your normal wake-up time to get in a good 20-minute workout. I say 20 minutes because if I'm being honest, it probably takes me 10 to 15 minutes to get through the first part of my morning routine to even be able to start working out. So I try to give myself 45 minutes for about 20 to 25 minutes of physical exercise. There are so many benefits too to working out in the morning. It's great to wake you up, to get your blood pumping, and it's just a really good start to the day. This has also helped me as a busy mama to make space for a more designated quiet time with God. It actually started as me waking up earlier to work out so that I could move my body. And then after a while, the Lord was convicting me, hey, Kristen, if you can make time for your exercise, you can make time for me. And so now I'm in the Word first thing. I tithe my time first to God that way. But maybe that's not how you start out. Maybe you're just trying to get used to waking up early in the morning so that you can spend good quality time in the presence of the Lord as well. Either way, suns up, buns up is a totally legitimate option for working in some movement for your day. The second time of day that you can work in some exercise is a midday pick-me-up. Anytime during the day, really, whether it's at lunchtime or maybe you split it between like two 15-minute breaks before and after lunchtime. And I'm not talking about full-on workout, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can get a full-body workout in 15 to 20 minutes. But if you're working during the day or if you don't have the opportunity to, like, transition from a full sweaty body workout to whatever else you have to do, just walk. Move your body. Do some brisk walking, like Jane Fonda style, and get your blood pumping. You don't have to work out in just one set session, as I mentioned. You can split it up into 2 15-minute walks, especially if you're home with your kiddos, or like I said, if you're working in an office, maybe you need a chance to clear your head and kind of refocus. Bring your tennis shoes with you to the office or get the kids outside for a walk and use that time to break up whatever that, maybe it's a monotonous routine or maybe you're overly triggered and you just need a change of scenery, right? Use that time to work out. And then the third time of day that you can look to fit in some physical exercise is in the evening with like an evening energize, an evening pick-me-up. In fact, a lot of gyms have evening classes and programs that you can just show right up to. You don't even have to think about it. Don't have to plan it out. You just show up and work out. And most of them, if they have classes, oftentimes offer child care. So it's a totally legitimate option if throughout your day you just have too much stuff going on and the evening times is the only time to do it. Another benefit to doing it in the evening is, especially if it's like a break between your normal day and then your evening block or evening time with your kiddos, it's a great way to transition from the stressors that you've been dealing with all day to that quiet evening time. As you wind down your day and you want to spend a little bit more intentional time, evening exercise can be excellent for that. So wrapping up, my secret number one is to plan your time. Think ahead, look at your schedule, and either do suns up, buns up, midday pick-me-up, or your evening energize, mama. The second secret to crushing your workout goals is to be consistent. Your workout does not have to be 1 to 2 hours long. It can be. In fact, I love being able to have a full hour to work out. It's fantastic. But if I'm being honest, in this current season of motherhood, my oldest is 7 and my youngest is 4, and my husband's schedule has been sporadic, and I do a lot of different things, right? I'm busy all the time. I don't necessarily have a solid hour to devote to working out on a consistent, regular basis. So instead, I train my body in shorter, more consistent workout sessions rather than trying to fit in 3 to 4 1 to 2 hour workout sessions a week. In the past, really before I had kids, that was a little more feasible, and you can still do it with kids. I know a lot of moms who do it, but for me, if something comes up in the evening, especially now that my kids are older and may have activities or maybe we have Bible study or whatever it might be, if it interrupts that hour, it can be harder for me to replace that hour throughout the week. So if I have committed to working out 3 days a week and maybe I'm doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday to make it easy, right? But then we have something come up Monday evening. Do I really have the space on Tuesday to make up that Monday? And then does it mess up the fact that I have a rest day or that I missed a rest day? Like, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to get so technical on there. You just need to move your body. I, for this current season of life, choose to train smaller increments of time consistently, 20 to 30 minutes. That's all I have to give at this point in time. But even in the 20 to 30 minutes, I can get a good full body workout. And then occasionally on the weekends, I might be able to get 1 hour in. And that's when I really like to hit the weights hard. That's one of my favorite times. But mama, do what works best for you. And that leads me to my final secret to crushing your workout goals, is to show yourself some grace, mama. We give grace to so many other people who are trying to implement new things in their lives, even just good things in our lives, but it's going to be messy. Anytime you start something new or you try to perfect something that's maybe not working so great for you, it's going to be rough. Like, let's be honest, when I first started incorporating early morning workouts, and even now, if I stay up later with my husband or something else comes up, sometimes I hit snooze too often on my alarm, and then I miss my workout, and then my whole day feels like it's off. But I can improvise, adapt, and overcome. That's a little phrase I learned from a systems coach, Chelsea Joe. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. But it's okay. Show yourself some grace. You're going to miss some of them. You're going to wake up late. You're going to have interruptions. Maybe your kiddos are sick. Maybe you're sick. Maybe there ends up being plans on the evening that you plan to work out, or you have to work through lunch that day, or you don't get a break to be able to go on one of your walks. It happens, and it's okay. You just pick up where you left off and continue to be consistent. So mama, the three secrets to crushing your workout goals really are no-brainers. Just plan your workout time, be consistent, and give yourself some grace. This week, I want you to write down your exercise goals and then head on over to our free Facebook community, Stress Management for Christian Moms, over on Facebook, and share them with our group. I would love to hear from you what your workout goals are, and if you have found some things that work really well for you, I would love to hear that too. Share and encourage other mamas just like you who are trying to manage stress in healthy ways, and we all know exercise is one of those ways. You can find the link to my Facebook group in the show notes below. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.